20 after 4, Downtown's Thursday edition, live at Seasons on Main Street in Bangor. Rich Kimble and Brian Stackpole on the Pulse WZON and in high definition on WKIT HD3. Game 2 of the NFL season for the Patriots this weekend as they take on the Buffalo Bills. To learn more about the matchup, we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by our friend Prescott Rossi of WROC Television. Prescott, good afternoon. Welcome back, sir.
Rich, thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you on with us. How are things? How's the weather in upstate New York? What's happening?
Well, it's actually a beautiful day today. Not a cloud in the sky. It's supposed to be in the high 60s, low 70s come kickoff on Sunday, so we should have beautiful weather at the Ralph as well.
Now, before we get to the football, let's talk about more important things. I believe since last time you were on the program with us, big changes in your life.
Yeah, got engaged.
That's very exciting. Yeah, congratulations.
The wedding date, many people even close to us don't even know, but will be June 11th. Next summer, so that's obviously very exciting. But professionally, Doug Marone left, Rex Ryan came in. That became probably the best thing that's happened to my job in quite some time. I mean, it's just, as I was talking to Stack off air just a moment ago, you just point the camera, you point the microphone at him, you hit record, and you just let the quotes fly, and it's fantastic.
Well, and it appears, again, I love Rex Ryan. I think he's great for the game. It sure appears that, is he loud? Yes. Does he say what's on his mind? Yeah. But it sure seems like that's all sincere, that this is just the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, absolutely. And that energy, that enthusiasm definitely feeds off and trickles down to the locker room. I mean, you can just tell from being around the Bills. You know, they have training camp here in Rochester. You can just tell during training camp that it's different now compared to last year under Doug Marone. And the Bills have improved in the offseason. They, you know, some big moves, LeSean McCoy, Charles Clay, and then there were some that were a little more questionable, like Richie Incognito, but you could just sense a change in mood and in tone. And though, you know, they kind of embody Rex Ryan, and we know how much Rex wants to take on and beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and the Patriots, there's a focus with this team that is definitely noticeable. And, you know, I think, you know, that could change over the weekend, but I think right now they are 100% dialed in for New England.
Well, and I remember when he was with the Jets and we talked with both Mike DeVito and Matt Mulligan, the former Black Bears. Mully, of course, with him now in Buffalo. And they both loved the guy and said players on this team would run through a wall for him.
Absolutely. And I think I would not be surprised during this season, if the Bills win a couple games where maybe they don't play particularly well, or they pull a game out where, you know, it's because maybe of that extra 10% that they get from Rex Ryan. You know, they might win a game that they maybe shouldn't. Now, on the other hand, we've seen from Rex Ryan coach teams, they lose games that they shouldn't. You know, we've only seen 1 week of the Bills so far this year, but right now, you know, all signs go, everything, the Kool-Aid in Western New York right now is just being ingested by the gallon. It is. And if the Bills were to beat Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, the Patriots at the Ralph this Sunday, I mean, people are going to be talking about Santa Clara, which would be insane. But that's the level of optimism we're seeing right now in this area.
Well, let's talk about it. A great opening week performance against Indianapolis. And I assume that this week the game plan stays the same offensively, which is keep it fairly simple for Tyrod Taylor. He doesn't have to win the game, just can't lose it.
Exactly, and we saw that last week against Indy, 14 of 19 passing, 195 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, wasn't sacked. We saw what he could do with his legs, rush for 41 yards, and exactly, he was efficient, he was poised, he was composed. These are the same words we said about Mark Sanchez when he started, you know, with Rex Ryan, and this is kind of what we've seen from Rex Ryan offenses in the past. I'm not saying Tyrod Taylor's Mark Sanchez. In fact, I think he's far from it. But it's been 1 week. Let's not overreact so far. We've seen plenty of guys have great starts. Let's see it continue into week two, and I think this is a great test.
Now, what's the status of Percy Harvin, who missed practice yesterday?
I believe Percy Harvin will go this weekend. He has been dealing with some niggling injuries for the last few weeks, even going back into camp. he was one of Tyrod's favorite targets. In fact, had the most catches for the Bills this past weekend, with Sammy Watkins having zero catches, Percy Harvin five catches and five targets. If he's out, that'll be a loss for sure.
On the defensive side of things, a great job, and we knew the defense would be the strength of this team anyway, but the D-line in particular put a tremendous amount of pressure on Andrew Luck, and it would seem another opportunity this week with an unproven offensive line for the Patriots.
And the Bills were able to do that without Marcell Dareus, their $100 million Pro Bowl defensive tackle who was suspended last week for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. You know, the Bills did all that stuff on Andrew Luck without him. Now he'll be back. You know, we knew that the front seven for the Bills was already really good, if not one of the best in the league, with Rex Ryan. I mean, they were flying around all over the place. You look at some of the video from the first half against that game in the Colts. I mean, nobody was going to be able to score on them. They look outstanding. Obviously, this is a different test. And, of course, the big question mark, how will the Bills, you know, be able to stop Gronkowski? Because it doesn't seem like anybody can stop Gronkowski.
We're talking with Prescott Rossi. He covers the Bills for WROC Television in Rochester, New York. Does it come down, if we expect the defense to do a good job, does it come down to the Bills' ability to maybe put three touchdowns or so on the board?
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, just trying to, in a way, mirror that performance last weekend against Indianapolis of just being efficient, you know, just be on your P's and Q's. I know that sounds cliche, but just execute the fundamentals and, you know, if they can get a play a quarter from Tyrod Taylor, you know, where he does something kind of that makes you go, whoa, you know, like he had a 31-yard run on a third down in the first half against Indianapolis. That drive led to a touchdown. If he can have, you know, a play a quarter that kind of, you know, makes you say, you know, catch your eye, I think the Bills have a chance. And that defense will keep them in this game. But, and it's always a but when talking about the Bills and the Patriots, you look at the, you know, you look at history. Tom Brady, 23-3 all time against the Bills. The Pats have won 26 of the last 30 games against the Bills. Brady has thrown for 58 touchdowns against Buffalo. You know, you want to say it's different, and many things are different for the Bills, but there is still Tom Brady, there's still Bill Belichick. So I still don't think the Bills will win on Sunday, but I would not be surprised though if, you know, again, we talk about Rex and getting the guys to, you know, maybe go to another level. I would not be stunned if that happened also.
How is the headset reception at the Ralph?
Well, Ralph Wilson Stadium is one of the oldest stadiums in the league. To my knowledge, no one's ever complained about the headset reception. I'm definitely eager to see how the fans treat Brady and Belichick and the rest of the Pats when they come out of the tunnel the first time, you know, because we didn't see that on Thursday, obviously playing at home against the Steelers. So this will be... this crowd will be ready to go against New England.
Well, and McNally and Jastrzemski are back in the fold, too. Keep your eyes on those two guys. They're squirrely.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so glad that I live in Western New York now and could only watch that story from afar because it just seemed like being in it every single day. While great for ratings, and I'm sure got a lot of eyeballs to TV sets and ears to radios and whatnot, but, man, I just to not have to deal with that, just... I'm very lucky about that.
You know, it would be worth, I think, a couple of big lake effect snowstorms just to not have to hear about it.
Yeah, well, hey, last year we sure had those, you know, pushing a Bills game, a home game against the Jets to Detroit. And on a beautiful day like today, my plan right after this phone call is to go for a nice run and try to enjoy it because we all know in this area what's coming not that far down the road.
Absolutely. Well, you get right to it. We won't hold you up any longer. Prescott, great to
talk
with you.
Oh, no, Rich, this was not me trying to get off the phone. You know how much I love coming on this show.
We love having you on, and we'll connect later in the season. I'm sure have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you very soon. I will guarantee it. Write it down, Stack.
Perfect. I will mark it down.
Thanks. We'll see you, Prescott.
All right, take care, man.
Prescott Rossi talking Bills. He's at WROC Television.